This is the peanut one? Or
Yeah, there's Wednesday, Mr. Shibbles. That's why we had
what? Quarantine.
so we're talking about it. It's in the Heichal building.
Yeah, indeed.
Girls?
My lady.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if he was there yesterday. Was there? Where was it?
Which we would say it is this? Which one?
Which one in there, probably.
Yeah, well, what's his name?
Oh, David Sachs.
Okay, tell him to introduce himself to
him,
if he's there. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, ready? Okay, we're holding in packet 29, Eroi Kli Rishon. Okay, so Eroi, so we discussed Kli Rishon means that it was, the pot was on the fire. That's Kli Rishon. And even if it was off the fire, but it originally was on the fire, that's also Kli Rishon if it's still hot. And we said the Pri Chadash says maybe that's only the Rabbanan, etc. But what's the din of Eroi Kli Rishon? It means you pour from a Kli Rishon. So what's the status if you pour from a Kli Rishon? Does that have a din of a Kli Rishon or not? So this is a big machlokes tapoiskim, Rishonim, in Hilchos Shabbos first. You know, we look here on page one. So he says, those who took a kara, so Tosis, the first Tosis, Hachel Legal made up the Iri, Cliche, and Gatani Loite, and the Socha Tavlin. In other words, it said he shouldn't put tavlin in a Kli Rishon. Right? The spices in a Kli Rishon. Below Ashmeina Rebusa, he should have best said a bigger Kiddush. If he was for Yare al Hakara, that would have been a bigger Kiddush to say, don't, not only you can't put in a Kli Rishon, you can't even pour from a Kli Rishon on the spices. That would have been a bigger chiddush. So, but why did they give the bigger chiddush? So maybe the answer is because in a hanami, if you pour, then it's mutter. Only putting it in is also, but pouring is mutter. He says, but on the other hand, you could have an opposite deal that it says that you can put it into a cliche. Whereas, why did you tell me that? That you can have an Eroi Kli Rishon instead of telling me cliche is but the master that Eroi Kli Rishon is awesome. So you can have contradicting the Yukim. Now, Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, says Eroi is a cliche. That Eroi is a cliche. Why? Because there's a machlokes in the Gemara. In Sachim here. On page, I involve page three, I involve an aleph. If you have two things, a hot and a cold, cham l'tocham, so when we have hot and a cold, what do we assume? Do we assume that the hot cools off, high heats off the cold? Which wins? You pour from, say, a hot thing, a hot piece of meat, and a cold on top. So who... So do we say tata gover or ila gover? Do we say the bottom thing overrides and it's hot, or do we say that the top thing overrides? So he says, by the fact that we usually say tata gover, so that means that if you pour from a cliche, that's hot, But you're pouring it on a cold piece of meat, then if you hold tatag over, that means that the piece of meat which is on the bottom is going to cool off the thing that's coming from the top. And so if you, and therefore, if it cools it off, so then it's so the Eroi of a Kli Rishon has the status of a Kli Sheni, and it's not Mavasha. This of Tatagover. It's really hot from the Kli Rishon, but the Kli Sheni is on the bottom that has the food item, whatever it is on the bottom that's cold, the cold over. And then the other sheet that says Re says no Eroi is Kli Rishon. The Eloh is a Kli Rishon, but that's the other sheet. And what about the concept of Tata Gavar? So why isn't that going to be? So if we understand the Rashbam that has a din of a Kli Sheni because it's going to. So we'll have to see. But the Re says it's a Kli Rishon. So the Issur v'Heter on page 4 has to explain what's on the Re. Again, we're talking about a Kli Rishon that you took off the fire and now you're pouring on something. What is the status of that? So you pour on raw meat. Is that considered that you're mevashal on Shabbos? So according to the Rashbam, no, because it's a Kli Sheni. According to the Re, no, it's a Kli Rishon. Ah, but what about Tata Gover? So B'chorah the Rashbam is right. So it says that he's ahead of Adachaim alon. The Tata Gover hainu beizram yuveshim shachushokum zezeh. It's only if you have two, like one piece of meat, one piece of cheese. Two dvarim yaveshim, so then you say tata gover. But here, when you have a when you have something that is liquid that's going on top of it, and it's still connected to the Kli Rishon. It's not Nifsak HaKiluach, it's still connected. So then you don't say Tata Gover. Tata Gover, you have two pieces of, it's not connected to original source. So then one is, which wins over the other. But if the thing that's being poured from the Kli Rishon is going on top of it, and it's still connected to the Kli Rishon, then we would say the Kli, the Eloh Gavar. So that's the second sheet. And then there's the third sheet, which if you look in the Gemara on page 3, and I involve a Aleph in Pesachim, it says here, first one in line is Medea. Came in the Chamhu at the Maker Le Efter de Lobola Porta. There's a third sheet. That maybe the word is like this, that really Tata is Gover. But it doesn't happen instantaneously. It takes a little time that the Tata will cool off the Eloh. And in the meantime, that little time that it's taking to cool off, it'll have a little blia of a Kleba. A little blue of a clip. So that's the Rashbam says Kli Sheni, the Re says Kli Rishon, and then the Tosas has the third sheet there. And that is that Klipa. It's Mavashal Kadei Klipa. So this is all a Bishul and Hilchas and Hilchas Shabbos. So now we're going to have a fascinating thing. On page 8. Okay. So we're going to see the following. Page 8 is in Hilchos Dam. So you're there, Samches Yud. So there's a concept here of called Maliga. What does Maliga mean? What's the word for Maliga? Well, Maliga is the feathering. It was to take off the feathers of something is Maliga. Like before you do Malicha, so you want to take off the feathers, or you know, so ain. So the question is, how do you take off feathers? So one possibility is just take the animal's dead, chicken's dead, maybe just put it in a pot of hot water, and that'll cause it to come off. That's one possibility. So he says, don't do that. Ain molgin yadayim t'loy v'olfes b'kli rishon. Because the problem is like this. If you're going to take off feathers by putting in hot water and you didn't do malicha yet, there's blood inside. So then the blood is going to be boleya in the animal, in the basar. So he says, so don't do that. Or the giranasha. Or the chaylev that's still inside. So all those, you can't do it if you still have usher things there, because it's gonna. V'chein lo yara le mikli rishon. And similarly, don't you do even do iroi, because you're going to do iroi on a dead chicken to try to attempt to remove the feathers, and they're still, and you didn't do malicha yet, so they're still dam, or you didn't do Nikor to take out the chaylev and the gid and osha, so then you can answer it. So he says, so don't do that. Ain molgin yidayim tloyim v'oifos b'kli rishon. So you can't do it in a kli rishon, you know. But not even that. Elim kain nikor chaylev malchum, nechain lo yara aleim b'kli rishon, and you can't even do iroi. Im ira. Die beklipas ha'or. So, but if you do iroi, then it's still bolet for the klipa, like the third shita. And then he says, and you call the yirala, flil beklisheni yeshomim shalo yimlov. That maybe you shouldn't even do. The klisheni, v'yishomer shelo yimlog v'imolog muter. So that's a question. What's the story if you do it in a klisheni? Would it be bolaya? Okay, now there is another place in Shulchan Aruch. It says the following. Look on page 12. Yisr shenichu b'kli heter ol hepach. I'm reading begam ken din tatal gavar k'mo shtei chatichos. Right. Now he said like this. Europeans. Well, yeah. Now look on page 13. There are more. It says, "Im ira mayim roschim, she'ena shel bosa v'lo shel cholof." You have where are the water, hot water, from a clear ration, and you do iroi, and the water is just a par of water. Al kelim shel bosa v'shel cholof biyach, and then you have meat and milk dishes there, say in the sink, for example. Yeah, meat dishes, and you know, dirty meat dishes, dirty dairy dishes, they're all piled up in the same sink. And you turn on the faucet, hot water. I feel shum and dodok, even though you have schmutz, you know, still on them. Hakol shari. Everything is mutter. So you would think that the hot water was, you say you have a piece, you have some leftover cheese blintzes, so there's still some, you know, cheese schmutz. And then you have some leftover steak, there's some pieces of, you know. So you would think that the cheese blintzes would now answer the fleishig, and the fleishig would answer the milchav. So they say no. The ain iri kli rishon mamish, she yasa shakem shemar aleim ivlu zemizem. So this is the concept of that iri is not maflit umavliya ke'echa. Meaning, if to aser, you'd have to do two things. Two things would have to happen. Because this is cold cheese blintzer, you know. You know, after you ate the cheese mince, you know, there's still some stuff left over the plate. And this is cold steak. It's just laying in the sink for overnight, whatever, right? Then you turn on the faucet, right? So if you wanted to answer, what would have to be? The faucet is hot water now, and the cheese mince will be poilate into the fleishik, or vice versa. The pieces of meat that's still in the fleishik will be pulled into the milchik. But he says that doesn't happen. But since it's only Eroi is might be like a kli rishon, might be a little bit like, you know, different shitas, but it's not maflid umavliya. The way Rav Moshe Feinstein writes it in Tshuva means you can't, it's like ein malach echad oseh shtei pulos, you can't do two things. To aser, it would have to do two things. It would have to heat up the cheese blintzer and cause it to what? To oilate into the what? Into the plate. And it can't do that. Who's that? It can't be maflit, cause the cheese blintzer to eject its tam, and mavliya means cause the plate to receive it.
Water,
if it would be cooking, if it would be cooking in a kli rishon, so you have a kli rishon, a pan on the fire, hot water, and you put plates in, fleishig, milchig with schmutz on. So it's going to answer because the cheese blintzer is going to eject and go into the eject its tam and go into the fleishig, and the fleishig will eject its tam and go into the milchig. But here, since it's only what? Eroi, it's not going to what? It's not going to be maflit umavliya ke'echad. It's not going to do two pu'ulos. Because to aser it, the cheese has to become hot and be poilet, you know, give out a tam. And then the kli that's receiving it has to accept a tam. So those are two things that have to happen in order to be aser, and it doesn't happen when it's only iri.
That's true if the water is hot as well.
Same yeah, thing. If it's cold, there's nothing to talk about. Then it's just, even if it's hot water. Oh, so let me ask you a question. Maybe you ask me a question. Tolls. So Tolls says, meaning. Say it, you're saying it, just say it.
So that's something sort of
How do you know? How do you know, sir? How do you know, sir? Where's Judah? Judah Graber. Tolls says you can't do it. What's Pshat?
I can't hear Tolls. I can't hear him.
Okay. Cannot hear him. What's Akasha on this, with the Shulchan Aruch? You said it. You're on the right. You're on the what? On the derech. On the veg. That's a veg? On the way. Veg.
That's still foreign.
Beats.
This is it being poured from a clean ratio, but it's off the heat at that point. That's why it's not a problem. We saw some opinions that were saying that even if it's coming right off of
Even
the.
if it's not on the heat, it's an Eri Kli Rishon. You took it off the fire and now you pour it. Ezra Sklaver, you're going to get it. I know you're.
On this point,
Go this way. You play some music. It's good.
You're pouring from the clear region for some time. So at first you have like hot water that is not flipped from, let's say, the dairy utensils. But then there's hot water with dairy in it. So maybe the next part of the hot water is going to be mavliya, the dairy inside the water and the meat. So, like in the beginning, some of the hot water would be not flooded, but should, like the next part of the hot water would then be not fully up. Or one part of the pore is making it eject, or one part of the pore is making it accept.
Right.
Also, a similar idea. But meaning, it doesn't have to happen right at the same time. If you're continuing to pour, then it could happen with different parts of the water, meaning you. Yeah, a couple seconds.
Hello.
Questions too much there. Please unmute that in the bill.
Didn't seem right.
It seemed like the first time. That was rhetorical, right?
Didn't seem like I got it right. It's reaction.
We also had a good line.
So I guess in other words, like if you were to pour and it's got water and you pour again, so I would think that would be hopefully the second time the
You mean you're saying you're pouring? So that's mafluid, and then maybe you can't continue pouring. So then that is, I mean, even though you're saying that it can't go, do both, but maybe each part of the pouring could do another part of the thing. One will move it out, and one will.
Yeah, once you do it, there's one pour, that whole pour, just do one thing.
Yeah, no, that's a very interesting. Unless you say that it has to happen at the same time or else it cools off. I guess maybe that's what he's assuming. Okay, but what's the kasha? I like what you guys were asking. It shows your thinking. That's very important. But tell me a kasha. Give me a kasha. You're in trouble, you have to stroke your beard.
That's what it says. Where does it say that? The Agud, the Pirka, the Bnei Yisrael. So the Yud Gimel Midas Rachim. But you have trouble learning, getting a scar, you have to just do that. Already. No? No. The people online can also speak up. The Zoomers.
I think we need a hint.
Meaning, something I said earlier in the shiur today seems to contradict what we're saying now. Dolls?
I don't know if this is on the inside.
Dolls? Let's keep thinking. No. Something we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict what we just said now. Yeah.
Instead of just put chicken in hot water. Because that would cause like all this and so even your region shouldn't do that because that would make with all the blood and Lila Gilhasha. So but what would found be if it's all Nafle and Mavlia, it would just be not like
right, and that's the question. That's the question. In other words, we said that you can't do Maliga even through Eroi. With a Kli Rishon, because if you didn't take the blood out from before, the chela from before, what's the problem? The blood will get hot, it will be maflid, but then it has to be mafli into the basar of the chicken or the animal. And we said that what? It can't what? Maflid mafliya ke'echad. So what's the problem? So the chora, these two things associate each other. That's the cash that I wanted to address. Flavor.
The blood from the chicken itself.
The blood from the chicken itself. We said you can't pour the hot water on that. If you want to defeather by pouring hot water, so don't do that because if you didn't get the blood out from before, you didn't do malicha already, then you're going to acid the chicken, you're going to acid the meat. But why? Because to acid, you have to. I understand if it's in a Kli Rishon. But here we're saying even if it's not a Kli Rishon, if it's just what? A Eroi.
You have the answer though, because it's coming from the chicken itself. So meaning it's not that it's going in and out.
Sure.
When we're talking about the blintzes and the plate and stuff like that. So as you go out of the blintz into the plate, over here the non is chicken, they're already together and they're combining them a little bit. It's much closer. It's already much, much closer.
I don't know, because if you have a piece of cheese blitzer that's on the fleshed pot, it's pretty close.
Or we're here saying this is the dom from the chicken. So.
I understand it's organic, but still, it's just as close physically as the piece of blintz, cheese blintz,
but the
cheese that got on the fleshed
pot. But the blood that was drawn out from the chicken, no? So we need to leave.
It's probably further away because it's in the vessels. Yeah, it's very much laying on the thing. It's in the tunnel, so to speak. You know, it's in the blood vessels. Did you hear the kasha? First, you have to. I told you what Rav Goldberg said, so Rashiv Kerbian or something. You have to first be margish the kashan. Then you can see what the terrace is. Tolls, you hear the kashan tolls? Judah and Graber. Right. Judah?
I'm here.
You hear the kashan?
I think so.
No, you think so. You know so. In other words, here we say if you have fleshig and milchig pots together with schmutz on each one of them, you can pour hot water. You can pour hot water on it, and it's not a problem because it's not maflin or mavliyak echad. It can't do two pulos, the way Rav Moshe Feinstein explained. But we said before, but you do maliga, you can't do maliga if you didn't take the blood out of the chaylev and the tiyan anoshim from before. But why not?
Maybe because the little bits of food stuck to the pot or pugum anyway.
No, we're not saying also that. We're saying that it's because, not because it's pugum. We're saying because it's only Eroi. And by Eroi, you can't be mafled umavliach. Yeah, so then how come Maliga is a problem? Maliga is also you didn't be mafled umavliach. Yeah.
Then only plants, bunter, bunter flavors. Meaning you have dairy and you have meat over here, so each one of them is over fine, and then so it would take something more to bring it out of the put it in. But over here you have an aser, and Mr. the dam is aser, and the fats are aser. So you only really need one, it's aser in itself. I don't know if it wasn't clear, but there is a difference there.
I don't see what's the difference.
I'll try to think about it a little more.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone want to give it? Now you understand the kasha. Now tell me a teretz. No, what do you say? Give me a terrace. But everyone has Judah, you got the kasha, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not just maybe. 100% you got the kasha. Let's read the kasha together inside. It's the shach has kashali. You see the shach in page 13. Sifkon chof kashali. The mashma divrei harav b'hagah. That's the Ramah. Sim samaches. That's what we saw before. By iroi, the iroi mevachal to deklipo. First kratos. So then it should be aser. So then why over here is it mutter? That's all kasha. Kashali, you see? When he says kashali, that's the kasha. So what's the encirclum? It's really Larav. Larav is the Ramah. Because he's asking from this Ramah. onto what? Onto the I mean, even if it's already in the Mechaber, but the Ramah seems to be going along with it. He's just explaining what Iru is. But the Ramah is agreeing with that. What's the answer? Now tell me the answer. What's the answer? Now you can look inside and tell me what he's saying.
It's kasha versus chicken. It's not kasha.
What is kasha? You tell me.
The taste has a harder time getting into the plate than it does into the susceptible chicken.
Right. Why?
Chicken is more ripe for tom of some sort. It's not as more smooth, but also with the feather.
A plate is hard. You know, break into a piece of chicken, hopefully, is not as hard as the plate. So it's easier to go into with the chicken. So by the chicken, we were machmir even on Iruy. But by a plate, it's a davar kasha. So it's to get in, Iruy is not, if it was, Iruy can't do both. It can't take it out and bring it into a hard substance. But if it's only a soft substance, like a piece of meat, this is relatively, even you know, relatively soft compared to the
part
of the
thought only comes up with
the right.
I've never seen
similar. Right. Just the right. So I think Rabbi Bari is very interested, even though the Shach now is going to ask a kasha on this. But you see, if you assume like this answer of the Shach, Kemat, nothing could ever go wrong in a sink, even if you have one sink. You understand? Say you have one sink and you put fleshic stuff, milkic stuff, you turn it in the water. Nothing's going to go wrong, because for something to go wrong, it has to be maflin and mavliya. And if it came maflin and mavliya into kalim, in other words, if you're going to put a piece of chicken in the sink, and then you're going to eat the chicken, then you're going to have a problem. But who puts chicken? No one's putting a piece of chicken in the sink that they're planning to eat afterwards. Correct? The only thing they're putting in the sink are forks, knives, and plates. And so this, you don't even have to come on to pogum. You understand? Pogum is a separate heter. And maybe if there's soap there, then it wouldn't be a problem. But according to this, it shouldn't be a problem. Now he's going to ask a catch on this. Let's see what he's going to ask. But that's his kasha, that's the teretz. That's what I wanted you to get. You understand? Understand the kasha, the stira, the two shulchan arachs, and the teretz. But he says, Achein lein yandina nirach much kotu b'shagol sharidura, shem arash, m'vim b'taras kata, sham denesru came into kaimel and dirim v'vashal. M'kei chashim kibishol mamish. But if you hold that Iroi is mamish bisha by Kli Rishon, then it would matter. Okay, close again. Why the Kaimel of Iroi Mivashal Filu Kli? Kach Tosef Marshal.
So that, but if you would hold that it's really mevashel, that's a, then and that, but if you hold not that way, then he's choshes. But I think if I'm not mistaken, Rav Bali holds mikra din like the first teretz that it's not mafalin mavliyah. So if you hold like that, then command nothing. Even if you didn't use soap, if you use soap, you get another hefter. Okay, so that's what I wanted to show you today. And if you want to see here, okay, we'll see some more of the charts, not this on Thursday. We'll see the rest. Yes. Okay, but there's a big yisod that we did today. Yeah. Because a lot of times it's just Eroi. So you always have to say, if there's something here, this Eroi has more coolness. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I guess I wouldn't have thought
that. The dairy place has a dairy schmutz, the meat place has the meat schmutz. But then when you turn on the faucet, then the dairy schmutz is going to go onto the meat plates, and the meat schmutz is going to go on the dairy plate.
Is that called
mafled? No, that's not mafled. The mafled is that it was cold cheese, you know, it already cooled off. Now you have to heat it up. The hot water is going to heat up the cheese, the pieces of cheese buns that are still on the plate. You're going to heat it up and eject. The word, that's the English word I was looking for. So mafli, eject. It ejects the dam from inside. Seder? Okay, Bez Hashem will continue. See how this right. So tomorrow is Wednesday. We won't have Shia tomorrow. We'll have Thursday. Just for this week this situation. Okay, Shkoya.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah. Jonah, how are you? Good.